Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rhoda. Our guest today is Elizabeth Heiskell, author of the book What Can I Bring? Southern Food for Any Occasion Life Serves Up. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here today.
Before we get started, a quick word from our podcast sponsor. Whether you're looking for flavor adventure or simply better tasting meals, fill your pantry with Spice Islands. From Saigon cinnamon and dillweed to bay leaves, garlic powder, cumin, and turmeric, Spice Islands maintains a strict standard for each item to ensure consistency, quality, and flavor. And they use a craft approach to capture the volatile oil of each spice, which gives it its flavor. Visit spiceislands.com/clever for more spice facts and delicious recipes. And pick up Spice Island spices in the premium spice section of your local retailers. I love how you organize this book by situations that so many people find themselves in. There's a new baby, or we've been invited to someone's house for the weekend. And we all know at this point that there's not much use in asking someone what I can bring, right? Because they always just say nothing. So we have to ask someone else, and we're going to ask your book. So tell us how you begin to answer those questions for readers, and what makes a dish right for a particular occasion?
You know, and that is the great thing about this book, is that it is every single occasion. And each occasion is different. So whether if you're bringing something to someone that's sick, it's going to be completely different than what you're going to bring if you've been invited for a weekend getaway. And so that's the great news, is that we've got you covered for every single occasion. So, for example, let's say you do have a friend that's under the weather that's not feeling good. You know, it depends on what exactly is wrong with them. And we talk about this in the book. You know, do they need something that's a little more bland? Or, you know, or is it a sore throat that a hot toddy is going to fix? You know, so these sorts of things, you know, we talk you through, hold your hand through it. It's just like I'm talking to you, just like we're talking right now. You know, so there are lots of tons and tons of fun ideas.
It is a really conversational book, and I love, too, all the notes, and they're so helpful. You've been in the catering business for 25 years, mm-hmm. So I'm sure that you have a ton of tips and tricks for getting food from one place to another in one piece and looking good.
Yes.
And I think portability is one question that people always have.
Yes.
So what are some tips? What are some of the ways that you either, you know, pack things in advance and then assemble them there? What are some of the shortcuts to bringing something and having it look beautiful once it gets there?
Yes. I'm going to tell you what. First, I'm going to start off with one thing that you do not, and it is in this book, and I tell you exactly how to do it. It's our sausage and egg casserole. And when I first started catering, I would take it because you want to cook it there, really, because it's absolutely beautiful. It puffs up gorgeous. You know, so if you're going for a weekend, you want to take it with you and then cook it the next morning. It's a beautiful, perfect recipe, but it sloshes all over everything. And when I tell you egg and milk, once it gets bedded in your carpets in your car, you can forget it. You just need to take that thing right on over to the Chevrolet dealership and trade it in because the smell will never leave. And I'm saying this from experience. And so, for example, for that, what you do is you go ahead and you take your milk, you take your eggs, you take your bread, all of that mixture, you put it in a zip-top bag. And then in a separate bag, you have your sausage, your peppers, your cheese, and your roasted red peppers, whatever you want to put in that. And then you assemble it on site. Do not take it in a casserole. I don't care how many levels of, you know, of foil you've wrapped around it. I don't care what you've done to it. It's not going to work. But then the other things are what you want to make sure. Number one is that things stay cold. So if you have the wonderful shrimp salad or chicken salad that's in here, stick them in a cooler to take them. Now, if you're just going across town, that's not a big deal. But if you are going for an hour or two in the car, we don't want anybody sick on their wonderful weekend getaway. You will not get invited back. I'm going to guarantee that right now. If you bring food poisoning with you, you're not going back to the Hamptons. So you want to make sure that, you know, that number one, safety is always an option. And then the other thing is, make sure that you think about the packaging. You know, if you're bringing something, let's just say to a friend that that is moving, and you know that everything is packed up, you know that she's about to literally pull her hair out of her head, it's the most horrific day of her life, take it in some wonderful little Chinese to-go containers. Bring some wonderful, you know, bamboo skewers or some great little forks. Tie it up with something attractive. that helps to brighten someone's day. Even if you had just taken it in, you know, Tupperware, it still would have tasted great. It's not going to be as memorable. Of course they're going to appreciate it. Of course they're going to love it. But take it the extra step. If you have a little bit of time to consider the packaging, try to do that. It does make a big difference.
One of the things that I was always taught is that when you go to someone's house for dinner, you're not supposed to bring flowers because then they have to figure out where to put them and how to unwrap them, and it takes them away from the 10-minute, you know, last-minute things that they're trying to do. What are some great things to bring when you know that the host is going to be busy and that are kind of ready to help and make the party better without them having to think about any more steps?
Exactly. So this is I'm so glad you brought this up. I have one of my friends whose mother-in-law invariably will bring something that's either half-made, that has to be finished on site, or something that doesn't even go with the meal, and she expects you to put it out and gets her feelings hurt when her stupid ham is not out, even though you've already got beef tenderloin. You know, these sorts of things. So you want to always remember to bring something that your hostess doesn't have to even do a thing with. And maybe it's not even something for that night. Maybe it's something for them to enjoy the next day, like homemade cinnamon rolls that you leave and then they can have the next morning, because your host and hostess are going to be exhausted. They probably had maybe a little bit too much to drink the night before. I'm not going to point any fingers, but, you know, they've been running around the day before, getting everything ready, fluffing pillows, screaming at kids, you know, putting out the nice guest towels, doing all these things. They probably didn't eat a whole lot. They probably didn't get in their 8 glasses of water, maybe a little dehydrated, and then you throw a bunch of wine on that. That is the perfect hangover. So the next day, it's nice. You know, bring a Bloody Mary mix and some vodka for the next morning. Cinnamon rolls, a breakfast casserole, any of these things that they can enjoy later on. The other great thing, always, there's never a party that would not do a little bit better with some roasted rosemary cashews or some fried walnuts. These are nice little nibbles that you could just put at the bar. Go ahead and bring it in a bowl. You know, bring it in whatever you're going to serve it in. And do something that's sort of neutral. You know, don't go in there with, you know, your grandmother's antique silver, not knowing whether or not maybe all of the other platters are going to be pottery and wood and something a little more casual. Just do a nice white, you know, container that will work with anything that's very versatile. And those are just some great things to take when you are having dinner with friends. Because you're right, your hostess is trying to top all these loose ends at the you know, as soon as guests are arriving, and she wants to greet everyone. She doesn't want to be in the kitchen trying to stud a ham with cloves, you know, 5 minutes after her guests arrive.
When you're cooking meals for the family this holiday season, be sure to opt for premium spices from Spice Islands. By sun-drying many of their spices and de-stemming their chili peppers by hand, Spice Islands uses a craft approach to deliver the most authentic and intense flavor possible. They maintain a strict standard for each item to ensure consistency, quality, and flavor. And they take extra steps to ensure the richness of their flavors, like cryogenically freezing their cumin to preserve its oils, or milling their garlic to a true powder so it doesn't add grittiness to your dishes. So whether you're looking for flavor adventure or simply better tasting meals, fill your pantry with Spice Islands and taste the difference in every bottle. Visit spiceislands.com/clever for more spice facts and delicious recipes, including one for spiced maple carrots, a quick simple side to complement any meal. That's spiceislands.com/clever, and pick up Spice Island spices in the premium spice section of your local retailers. And now, back to our podcast.
It's true. There's always that stereotype of the person who brings a thing that just takes over the whole kitchen and makes the party so much worse. I love that you include recipes, though, for people who aren't cooks, who, you know, definitely don't want to be in the kitchen, don't want to make a casserole, but, you know, maybe want to bring something more than a bottle of wine that shows that they put a little effort in, like the nuts that you mentioned or the marinated olives. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about some of those and how far non-cooks can go to actually make something creative?
Exactly. So one of my favorite recipes are the drunk cherries. I don't know why. Obviously, I'm in the mood for a drink. That's all I'm talking about is drinking
Friday.
Today. I guess it is Friday. What time is it? Is it 5 o'clock yet? No, but, you know, with like the drunk cherries, you take the cherries cranberries, you marinate them in bourbon. They can sit in your freezer. They're always, I mean, in your refrigerator, excuse me. They're always ready to go. So it's always something that you can pull out and take. Same thing with the marinated olives. That is, you buy the olives, you do a little bit of jujin to them, which is, you know, maybe add some artichokes, add a little bit of lemon zest, and then put it in a great container. Mason jars are one of my most favorite ways to package things. The lids stay on really, really tight. You know, it's not plastic. They're adorable. And then, depending, your hostess could just unscrew the top and serve it out of that mason jar, which is a ton of fun. One of my favorite things in here is for move-in day. And it's you take a bottle of wine, you attach a hammer to it with a, you know, with a really great, you know, ribbon or maybe a piece of burlap. And then include a little tag that says, now let's get hammered. Because the bottom line is, when you're moving, there are two essentials. It's a bottle of wine and it's a hammer. I mean, you're constantly all day long looking for the hammer. And then that night you do need to get hammered. So anyway, there are lots of really fun last minute kind of things that you can pull together. The bottom line is that you want people to realize that you took time out of your day to care for them, to think about them. And so even if you're not a cook, the fact that you thought about them, went into your kitchen, added, you know, judged up your olives, it showed them that you thought about them. And, you know, and that's what the entire essence of this book is. It's taking time out of your day to consider and care for someone else. And I think that, you know, now more than ever, this is a time when we need to do that. And it's amazing. People that you give these gifts to, they feel it and they remember it. And it makes a lasting impression on them. It's so funny. I had my daughter had surgery 19 years ago. She had an eye surgery when she was just 6 months old, and we were in Baltimore, and we came home, and my neighbor saw us pulling in the driveway and ran across the street, and she hugged us and welcomed us home and then left. And she came back that night, and she had a roasted chicken with rosemary that was stuffed with lemons, and she did this wonderful rice, and she did a marinated asparagus and beautiful cupcakes. And, you know, I still can tell you every single thing about that meal. I can tell you what it tasted like. I can tell you what it looked like. I can tell you what she brought it in on. I mean, you need to understand, I don't remember my children's names. I don't know what I did yesterday. I don't know. I cannot tell you what I ate for lunch today. I mean, that is how bad my memory is. But it shows you how what she did, taking that time to come and to comfort us in our time of need, you know, what that did for us. I mean, it's funny. I think God, when we are in our most desperate places, when somebody brings something to you, it's almost like it's just magnified 100 times over. And your heart really feels it, and it does leave an amazing impression. So that's the crux. That's the meat of this book. Yes, there's a ton of fluff. There's a ton of fun in this book. But honestly, that's kind of what it all boils down to.
Well, Elizabeth, you summed it up better than I possibly could have. Thank you so much for coming to talk with us today.
It was my absolute pleasure. Please get out and buy What Can I Bring? It is out on stores shelves now.
Do check out the book, What Can I Bring? Southern Food for Any Occasion Life Serves Up. It includes ideas for all kinds of occasions and also just for every day. And tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.